And hey there, this is Jay Arrett. I've had a really busy travel schedule in both October and November. Just haven't had the time to do as much podcasting. However, I have been on the other side of the microphone a couple of times. So the next couple episodes are going to be bonus episodes of me appearing on other podcasts. Hope you don't mind that. You'll get to hear a little bit more of my thoughts and what I think than I usually share on these episodes here of Power to the Small Business. So first up, this is bonus episode of Power to the Small Business, episode number 42. This one is with Fred Castaneda, who has a podcast called The Struggling Entrepreneur. He also has a brand new bonus or a premium audio series called Finance for Startups. And Fred, who I've known for a couple of years now, asked me to be on his Struggling Entrepreneur and Finance for Startups podcast, talking about marketing plans, their importance, their role, and how to construct them. So here it is, bonus episode number 42 with Fred Castaneda of the Struggling Entrepreneur podcast.
Welcome, and you're listening to The Struggling Entrepreneur. The podcast where we address the challenges that you face when you're a struggling entrepreneur and where we try and assist you with experienced and successful small business owners who share their lessons learned as well as resources to help you become successful. Finance, funding, capitalization, yeah, they're all important for a healthy entrepreneurship. And it is the number one issue that entrepreneurs have to address, especially a struggling entrepreneur. But there are other areas of importance that can either make or break the success of an entrepreneur. Some of them are the legal issues. What entity do you come into? Are you a subchapter S corporation? Are you an LLC, etc.? Or are you just a DBA? The marketing areas. And that means more than just sales or advertising or promotion. A lot more involved with marketing, as you'll find out. Social media, including the latest fads and the latest tools and the latest shiny objects like Twitter and Facebook. You know, MySpace used to be at that list a year and a half ago, and right now it's disappearing. And you'll find other types of social media networking environment tools and applications and programs that distract you from really what you need to include. And the technical area, that means web-based area, internet, blogs, electronic presence, the tools for electronic presence, membership sites, participation in the social media networks, and getting your reach and exposure. And the last thing, sales. This is not marketing. It's a separate area. So all these areas are important for healthy entrepreneurship. We talk about them in different areas of the business. And now we come back to interview somebody who is a professional. And we ask the question, why is marketing so important in order to succeed as an entrepreneur in your small business? And if it is important, how do you do it right? What are the key elements of marketing? And where can you turn for resources to understand the concepts and also get assistance and help in case you need it? We talked to Jay Arrett, who is known as the marketing guy on Twitter and has his business, The Marketing Spot. He's going to tell us the essence of marketing for small business environments and entrepreneurs and what it takes to succeed and why it is important, especially for those people who were either forced to become entrepreneurs because they got laid off and couldn't find employment, and who had never been in business or had never had finance, or let alone never been more than just either a hardware, software engineer, or worked in the public sector, the private sector, and now find themselves running their own small business and probably don't know the difference between marketing, sales, advertising, promotion, and all the areas that we're going to be delving into this interview. So let's now, over the Skype line, see what Jay Arrett has to say about why companies fail in reaching their objectives or become successful when they lack a good, strong marketing plan. This interview was conducted over the Skype network. Let's listen in. Welcome, and this is Fred Castaneda, your host, and we're speaking with Jay Arrett, who is the entrepreneur owner of The Marketing Spot at themarketingspot.com. He is in Waco, Texas, and we're going to talk today about some of the problems that entrepreneurs, especially the small business owner who's recently launched or aspiring entrepreneur, has in the area of marketing. Now, in our prior discussions, we've talked about Finance for Startups, the recently launched podcast and audiobook that helps entrepreneurs with one of the main problems that they have in launching their business, which is to have the funding, the capitalization, to have the problems of money minimized so that they can be more successful. But there are other areas that entrepreneurs can really be in danger of not making their successful run and not growing their business. And basically, these areas are in such key important avenues that a lot of the people starting their own business today don't even know that they're lacking. For instance, some people get laid off. Other people have this dream that they want to be on their own and launch their own business. But regardless of how the entrepreneur starts to either create the business or launch the business, there are some key areas. And we've chosen to speak to the king of marketing himself, the marketing guy. That's what he's known as on Twitter. Jay Arrett from The Marketing Spot. Welcome to this interview.
Thanks, Fred. Thanks for the promotion. The king, huh?
Well, you're the marketing guy, and so obviously. Now, Jay and I have known each other for several years, and he is definitely a specialist when it comes to creating marketing plans and helping small businesses in their marketing endeavors. Jay, you know that we've had a podcast called Finance for Startups, and we really address the problems of capitalization, financing, funding, and et cetera, for the small business owners so that they don't get trapped in running out of cash or the capital problems that they have, which, you know, allows them to be one of the statistics when 90% of businesses fail. But from the area of marketing, I think it's important for us to let the entrepreneur know that a good marketing plan is so necessary, especially today with all the exposure on the internet and all the other areas, that we need to let them know it's much more than what people think of marketing today if they've never had it. And I'm talking about the entrepreneur who's been the tinkerer, the mechanic, the software developer, the hardware engineer, and all of a sudden they launch into their own business because they feel they have to. They've never done marketing, and they think that in their past experience in corporate America, that marketing is nothing more than MarCom, marketing communications, you know, the glossies, whatever they see in brochures, etc. So from your point of view, Jay, I know that you have a lot of ideas in marketing, and there's several themes that I've seen you in your blog, which is on The Marketing Spot, really espouse to the entrepreneur, and that is, you know, things like branding that are so important. Jay, could you tell us about your blog and the courses you teach so that people will understand your background and how you help entrepreneurs in their marketing?
Yeah, Fred, thank you. There's no doubt you mentioned Finance for Startups, and there is no doubt that you need to have the cash flow. You need to have the finances to adequately fund your business when you start off. So many entrepreneurs, to their credit, look at that. Some don't. But what they don't have the bigger picture about is marketing. And, you know, it's almost, not quite, but almost, which came first, the chicken or the egg, finance and marketing. Obviously, you need the money to start a business, but you're going to need that marketing too. And so many businesses, so many entrepreneurs go into business without a plan, without a marketing plan, and they view marketing, as you said, marketing communications, or sometimes they think of it as advertising.
Or even sales. They get too mixed up, yeah.
Yeah, and that does bug me a lot when people say marketing and sales, it's all marketing. Well, not really. It can be related, but it is different. And so if you go into business with enough money but without a marketing plan, you're going to be jumping from tactic to tactic, action to action, and trying the newest, best thing, looking for your next marketing magic pill that you're going to take that will somehow magically turn businesses around. And so businesses go from tactic to tactic, mostly unsuccessfully, thinking that it's the next big idea that's going to give them marketing success, and it's not. It's a plan. So what I try to do in my blog, it's built around what I call the four essential spots of small business marketing, and those are, first, branding; second, customer experience; third, conversation; and fourth, advertising and promotion. And I organize them into a graphic, which I call the marketing circle of life. And that means that all your marketing is connected. Those four spots that I just mentioned, they're all connected. They're all interdependent. However, they must be constructed in a certain sequence. And then when you get them all constructed in a certain sequence, that's your marketing plan. And your marketing can almost run on autopilot once you put your marketing plan together. So I blog about those four essential spots, and I try to do so evenly: branding, customer experience, conversation, and promotion. And as a consequence, you can build a marketing plan that really works for you and gives you a direction rather than jumping from tactic to tactic, strategy to strategy.
Right. And when you say branding, I know a lot of entrepreneurs who've never been involved in marketing. Like I said, usually they're developers, tinkerers, they're mechanics.
and they're starting their own business, they think of branding as either an image, icon, a graphic, a logo. It's much more than that.
Right, it is much more than that. And if you do this, if you Google what is a brand, thank goodness I am now the second result in what is a brand, because you can see exactly what a brand is. And a brand is not your logo. It's not your slogan or your tagline or what I call a signature. It is a relationship. It is a psychological relationship you have with your customers. A logo is merely the visual representation. It gives people a shortcut, but it really means nothing until you have built that psychological, emotional relationship with your customers and potential customers. For example, if you look at the Starbucks logo, one of my favorite logos, the Starbucks logo, independent of what the brand means, is nothing. It's a green circle with a sea siren in the middle of it. How does that say quality coffee? It doesn't, you know, a coffee experience. So to go first for the logo is really a waste of money. You need to develop a brand first, and your brand is built on a promise. A brand is always about the promise, and it's never about the product. So starting with a brand is essential in building a strong marketing plan.
So the promise of what you're going to give to the customers is the key element, regardless of the image, the graphic, the logo, whatever. I mean, look at the IBM 8-bar logo. That doesn't say anything.
Right.
Except the three characters, which are the acronym of the company name. But they built that after they already had a brand image, the customer experience, and were actually dominating their industry. But you also talked about the brand being the promise you give to your customer. That means that you have to know what it is you're going to deliver to the customer and how you're going to deliver it to them. And you got to have some kind of a plan to do that. You just can't put up a sign outside your shop saying, we're open, and expect everybody to come and buy. I mean, if you build your website, they're not going to come.
Right. And that's another thing, going back to what I mentioned earlier, is just a tactic. You know, building you need a website? Yes, you need a website. Although you don't really need a website. You can get by without one. But most people say, I need a website, okay? And it will help them. But what do you put on that website? It's just like some people say, I need some advertising. We need to get some business. Let's do some advertising to get some business. Or social media. Social media is the hot new craze. I need social media to get some business. That's not what you need. You first need to start with your brand. For example, if you watch TV tonight, and a lot of people still watch TV, yes, they do, and watch a typical commercial set, what's called a spot set in the industry, and you will see commercial after commercial that just describes a product or a price or a service. It says nothing about their brand. And so if you watch that commercial set, there'll be 4, 5, 6 commercials in it, and then 10 minutes later, try to recall those brands and try to recall the meaning of those spots, those commercials, you'll get nothing from it. It's because all those advertisers, all those supposed brands are just advertising a service, a product, a price, and that means nothing. Once that spot is over, the value of that spot is over. And if you'll look at the spots that really grab you, the commercials, the advertising that really grabs you, long term, it's those commercials that are talking about their brand. You should do no advertising that doesn't advance your brand. If you're always advertising a product, always advertising a price, always advertising a service, you are wasting your money on advertising.
Is it because you're just basically think that your brand is out there, but really what you're doing is you're commoditizing yourself, right?
That is exactly right, Fred. So if you see all these car commercials, you know, I don't know what a Buick is. What is a Buick? A Buick, they advertise a product, and Tiger Woods, they got Tiger Woods to be their spokesman. And in the course of Tiger Woods coming on to be their spokesman to the present, Buick sales have fallen because I don't know what a Buick is. You know, they've got this hot new car. I can't remember the name of it, even though I saw a commercial for it last night on TV. So you keep on advertising your product and your price, and you build no image in the mind, no relationship in the mind of the consumer, because you're not building anything psychological or emotional. You're saying, here, I have this product to sell, and it's at this price, which is the same thing everybody else is saying. So you are not differentiated from anybody else in the marketplace, and consequently, your advertising is wasted. You are just out there saying what everybody else is saying. However, if you decide to say, this is what I'm about, this is who I am, this is the core of my business, now you're talking to people. Now you're building a reputation, a relationship that people can connect with and they can have thoughts about.
Mm-hmm. And that's building the brand, like you said, creating the customer promise. And then the second theme that you notice with customer experience, I guess that's delivering on that promise, right, and getting delighted and loyal customers.
That's exactly right, Fred. And that's why these spots in the marketing plan need to be constructed in a particular order. So if you say, yeah, I know the customer experience is important, and it actually may be the most important marketing function you do once you create your brand, you say, I need to give good service to people. I need to have people remember me. But what do? What kind of experience do you create? And so I've developed a tool called the Customer Experience Map. But that map is highly ineffective unless first you have a brand, because that experience is going to deliver on that brand. Remember, your brand is a psychological, emotional relationship you have with people, and that often creates a certain preconception about your business. So people have these thoughts, these feelings about your business, and then they come into your business, and what so often happens is the preconception doesn't match the experience. And so all your branding, all the efforts you spent on branding are lost once the customer comes in your front door or goes to your website or picks up the phone and calls you. And so you have to build a customer experience that is based on your brand. And so you build a brand and then you build a customer experience. You map one out based on your brand.
Right. When you deliver it, it looks like you actually not only put in the mind of your customer with the differentiator, like you said, which is the promise of what you're going to deliver, your brand, but they actually follow through and make sure that you deliver on that promise. All of a sudden, now the customer's delighted. That's something that definitely marketing plans have to have. The third theme that you talked about, which is conversation, and I guess this is where social media and all the buzz around social media, the confusion mainly for the small business owner, comes up. How do you tackle conversation, especially in today's awkward internet businesses?
Well, social media is hot. It's the new shiny tool that everybody wants to do. But word of mouth still primarily takes place offline, and it takes place in your personal circles, your friends, your family, your workplace. That's where most word of mouth still takes place. Not that social media doesn't have a role in this, and it does. It can be a powerful marketing tool for you, but you need to first think about word of mouth, and that is people naturally talking about your business and naturally recommending your business offline to their friends, to their family, to their coworkers. That's where most word of mouth still takes place. But the WAMA, the Word of Mouth Marketing Association, has a statistic that proves that most word of mouth takes place offline in personal communications. Now, where does that word of mouth come from? It comes from your customer's experience. Your customers will talk about what they experience with you. And so that's why you construct the conversation spot of your marketing plan after the customer experience, and you talk first about word of mouth. The number one cause of word of mouth is the experience. You have to give people something to talk about in the experience, and those are what I call the magic spots in your experience. Those little memorable moments in your experience that you create that motivates the customer to talk about you. And so you have to create those moments. You can't just say, well, I give great service and I have great people. So if you come up to someone and you talk to them and you say, hey, you know, how was your experience at the A1 buffet? What do they say? Yeah, it was great. I highly recommend it. It has great service and great people. No, that's not what people say. That's not how people talk about you. They talk about specific things, specific moments in their experience, specific things that they can recall in their memory. That's why it's so important in the customer's experience to create those little magic spots, those memory moments that people can later call and say, you know what happened when I went to the buffet, or you know what happened when I called the plumber to come out to fix my leak, or the landscaper, you know what they did for me? You need those magic spots so that people can talk about you and spread the word about you. And that's why in advance of earning word of mouth, you need to think about what you want people to say about you. And of course, I'm going to keep tying the strings back together, Fred. That goes back to your brand. If you keep people talking about your brand, you build a customer experience that's based on your brand, develop those magic spots. What are people going to talk about? What's the word of mouth they're going to spread? Of course, it's going to be, you know, your brand, which is now you have brand ambassadors talking about you.
Right. And for some of the entrepreneurs that are listening right now, the conversation is much more than just, say, getting on the latest fad with Twitter and seeing how many followers you can get. That means absolutely nothing. And that may can be confusing that with what normally is promotion, right?
Right. And so people want to say, use social media, it's conversation, right? And your social media evangelist will tell you social media is all about conversation and relationships. However, too many businesses look at social media as promotion, as advertising, so they treat it like advertising and promotion. And that's why social media has become, in my mind, mostly ineffective as a marketing tool, because people use it wrong. They use it like they use advertising, and so they get out there and they start broadcasting like a commercial. Hey, come see my business. Hey, this is what I have, rather than building the, you know, the relationships and having the conversations with customers. Social media should be used, if you use it, as an insight into your business, as a way for people to get to know your business personally, interact with you personally, and get some behind-the-scenes information about you. So if you decide you're going to start a Facebook page or a Twitter account or even MySpace, things like that, then be personal. Don't use it as a broadcast tool, because there are broadcast tools for that. So let your personality show through. Give people insight into your business and form relationships with them. Now, the big shiny things right now are Twitter and Facebook, but an often overlooked and maybe the most powerful marketing tool, social media tool for businesses right now, is a blog. Blogs increase the number of hits you get. It's proven. Businesses that blog get more traffic to their website. They get more links to their blog. The traffic is increased to their blog. And blogging is a social media tool, because people can comment. You can still form relationships with people through your blogs, and it has the added benefit of being magnets for search engines. It's how search engines find a lot of websites. Plus, blog takes maintenance, and so the more you update your blog, the more content you create for search engines, and the more active your website is, and so search engines keep coming back to your website, and consequently you get more search engine juice. But also it makes your website live and active, and it gives people reasons to keep coming back to your website. It's no longer a brochure. It's an interactive part of your business.
Right, and you mentioned brochure. Too many people, I guess, in the entrepreneurial space, think that just putting up a website and writing down everything that you need in order to drown the customer with all your facts and figures, thinking that what you're doing is giving out your brand. Really, it's brochureware, and if they're thinking of using social media tools that way, they're going to, get the customer to not come back.
If you just put a brochure website up there, and there's a place for that. There's nothing wrong with just say, hey, here's my brochure website. Okay, that's fine. But does it really give a customer an insight into your business? So they may come there, a brochure website will typically tell people who you are, what you do, your services, and maybe how much you cost. But does it really give you insight? Does it let people interact with you? Does it show people that you are a living, breathing company, that you have a personality, and more importantly, that you have a brand, that you're just not someone who puts a website up and wants to sell people something?
Mm-hmm. And Jay, now that we've covered all four points and the importance of it with the marketing plan, you know, I think that a lot of companies fail in reaching their success, you know, their objectives, because they lack a good, strong marketing plan. Do you have some examples or some stories of companies, small firms, entrepreneurial or small business outfits that struggled, but when they took marketing seriously, all of a sudden, you know, they were able to succeed? Do you have some of those, not by name, but by industry and maybe by the type of business?
You bet, Fred. And I'll give you two examples. one on both sides of the fence here. It was just this morning at a social media breakfast. I had somebody stop me after the social media breakfast, and he was talking about his website, and it's a defensive driving website. And he has decided that he was going to try and get business through SEO, search engine optimization. So he hired a search engine optimization company who charges him $300 a month. And so far, he's mixed on whether or not that's helping him or not. So he's wondering what to do next. And so he tried search engine optimization, and he's now wondering what to do next because he doesn't have a plan. He started a business. He had a good idea. Like so many entrepreneurs, they have a good idea or they have a talent in a certain area, and they decide they want to be their own boss, and so they start a business. And they hang their shingle. They get their logo. They get their Q slogan, and they go into business. And after they've tapped all their friends and their family, they wonder where the business is going to start coming for next. And so they go searching for a good idea. Well, I hear a lot about search engine optimization. Maybe I need to do that. Or I hear a lot about social media. Maybe I should try that, which is where this gentleman was this morning. He came to the social media breakfast because he heard, hey, Twitter might be a way that you can get business. The thing is, he's jumping from tactic to tactic, hoping for the good idea that will be the magic marketing pill. He doesn't have a plan, so he's struggling trying to find the best way to do it, and as a result, he's wasting money. He's jumping from tactic to tactic. Now, I'll show you the other side of the fence, and that's a client that I have who is an investment real estate broker. He deals in only investment real estate. So he was a real estate agent at first, and then he became a broker, and so he was doing all types of real estate. And so we started working together, and through the branding, he understood, although he already knew it in his mind, that's the direction that he wanted to go, he was going to focus exclusively on investment real estate. He was going to be basically, and focus even further, mostly on apartment complexes, buying and selling apartment complexes, or helping people buy and sell apartment complexes. So we spent, Fred, about 3.5 months on his marketing plan. We started first with branding. So now he knows exactly what to do next. We have it laid out. He knows where he should be on social media, which is primarily his blog and YouTube videos. That's what he concentrates on. He doesn't waste time on Facebook and Twitter because he knows that's not really where he needs to be. What are we going to do as far as marketing and social media strategy? We know. What about promotion? Well, we know exactly what we're going to do with promotion, and that is mailing some postcards to a very defined group of customers, which he has defined, and using those postcards to drive the prospect to a micro website, a micro site that answers a specific question, one specific question about buying and selling apartment complexes. So he has a clear vision. So he doesn't have to worry about what's my next tactic, what might work, because this is not working. We have it laid out, and so he wastes less money. We spend an amazingly small amount of money on marketing each month because he doesn't need to. He's built a strong brand, and he's defined his customer experience. He knows how he wants to have conversations with prospective clients, and we know what promotional tactics we should use because he has a plan. So that's the important part about having a plan. You waste less money, and in fact, you may not be wasting money at all with a plan, and you have a direction. You know where you're going, and that just frees your mind to worry about running your business.
Right, and so many of the entrepreneurs actually cause themselves more work and hassle and worries and frustration, just like the example you gave. Okay, if the tactic of the day is to go and do search engine optimization, you may get people to your site, you may drive traffic, but now you've got to look at that traffic and find out what it means. And there's a difference between just driving traffic and figuring it out versus what you're doing, which is effective promotion.
Right, and you have to think, you know, people think of promotion and these tactics as like the cocaine, okay? It's like, take a hit, get a result, right? And I'm sorry to use cocaine. I remember I've got that from Roy Williams, the Wizard of Ads. He used to talk about people think of advertising as cocaine. And so advertising is not a drug. It doesn't work like that. Put an ad out there, get some business. Start SEO, get some business. Put up a Facebook page, get some business. That's not the way it works. You have to have a consistent strategy over time based on your brand, and over time you build that business. If you're looking to start something today and get business tomorrow, you are going to be highly disappointed, and you're going to keep jumping from tactic to tactic. What you should think about, the way I like to present this to my clients, is to say, today is the future of 1 year ago. What is happening today is determined by what you were doing 1 year ago and everything in between. So today is also the past of 1 year from today. What's going to be happening 1 year from today will be dependent on what you are doing today. And if you are jumping from tactic to tactic every month, every 3 months, you can see what's going to be happening a year from now. It's going to be the same thing that's happening today, and you're going to be very disappointed in all the money that you spent on advertising and promotion.
All right. And you can't blame the entrepreneurs. They're so confused and bombarded. You know, there's so many abundance of online resources, all the trainings, all the programs, and yeah, the scams, they're there too on the internet. So if I'm an aspiring entrepreneur or someone who's recently launched his own business, how do I know where to go to get really helpful resources, you know, either fee or free? But I mean, there's a lot of people that they try and get away by saying, okay, they look at some of these marketing in a box or business plan in a box type of locations and say, we'll do everything for you if you just buy my package, and here's your DVDs, here's your set of deliverables, here's your books, or here's these courses. So, you know, they get taken, and they still don't understand that building a brand, delivering on that brand promise with a good experience, and getting involved with conversations and doing the right promotion, those things are elements that need to be created, and there's no simple way. So, you know, how would you recommend somebody like myself, if I came to you and I just said, hey, I need to get a hold of these resources, what should I look for?
Yeah, Fred, it's the internet is so big, right? And so you're this entrepreneur without any marketing background, but a typical entrepreneur does not have the marketing background, and so they go on the internet, you know, first of all, what do you search, where do you go, and oftentimes you come across these packages, as you said, and so you buy them. I think the first thing to do is just step back and say, okay, you know, where am I going in the future? What is my business? And so you're going to say, what resource? You know, obviously I can say, okay, come to me, I'll help you. But if you don't have a marketing background, I think you should get some help at first. Now, this can all be done for free. So if you were coming to me, Fred, and this is what I do to clients who come to me first, I say, okay, Fred, you can either do this yourself or you can do this with some help. It's going to depend on your capability, your desire, and your time. And so, for example, my system, my complete course that I work with clients, is offered for free on my blog in a condensed form. You can even download the worksheets that I have in my workbook that I give to my clients, and you can do it all for free. And if you first do that and understand the concepts, okay, of what a marketing plan is, then you can decide, do I want to do this myself, or do I want to have some help? And then if you go for some help, here's what you should look at, in my opinion. And this is the way that I work with clients. So, you know, take that with a grain of salt that, hey, this is my paradigm. This is the way I view the world. And that is that your marketing plan should be about you. It should be about what's unique with you. So if you come to somebody and they have this cookie cutter approach and they say, yeah, I'm going to do this for you, I'm going to construct this for you, then you should, you know, approach that with some caution and say, now, wait a minute, you know, does what works for somebody else really work for me? And maybe some, maybe not. So it should always be first about you. What's unique about you? If we drill down inside your entrepreneurial soul, what's the unique brand hidden inside of you? And then if you draw that out, if your consultant draws that out, then they can build a marketing plan specifically for you. So if you came to me, Fred, and you said, Jay, what should I do? I would say, Fred, because I don't know you, I don't know your entrepreneurial spirit, your entrepreneurial soul, and that's the first thing we need to know. And so you go back to your original question, you know, what should you do? Where should you go? You know, Fred, it's different with everyone, but I'm going to say first, step back, look at the big picture, and, you know, I would say first, go to my free course online and see if you can grasp those concepts and if you can do it for yourself. If not, then look for someone to help you who can who can help you find what's uniquely you. And then my second piece of advice would be don't spend too much money on a tactic, something that's short-term and something that's focused only on one particular area, such as social media, without first building the big picture and the big brand.
Okay, and so you offer online in your blog the free concepts that a lot of other people are trying to market, especially online internet marketers. They're all trying to sell this, either downloadable or DVD or binder courses or whatever. But you give them the concepts for free on your blog. And by the way, what is the location of that blog for our listeners?
TheMarketingSpotBlog.com. If you go to TheMarketingSpotBlog.com and there's a little search tool there, and you type in there, build your marketing plan in the search box, you will find an article from November of 2008 that I put on there, which lists all the steps that I put my tutorials. Basically, they're tutorials, they're audiovisual presentations, along with a downloadable worksheet that you can do and you can fill out yourself. I put it into 8 bite-sized chunks. Okay, and the audiovisual presentation is usually about 6 to 10 minutes long, and then there's an article that goes along with it and a free downloadable worksheet that you can just go through this yourself. Do it yourself. And then do a lot of reading of blogs, but the one thing to keep in mind as you read these marketing blogs, and there are some really, really great blogs out there that teach you this marketing, you have to be look at the intent of the blogger and then make sure you don't get pigeonholed in that it's all about social media. It's all about SEO. It's all about this. It's all about that. If it's too concentrated and it's too one-sided, then you got to just step back. So read several different blogs. Yes, read mine, but read a bunch of other different blogs also.
Right. And not only do you give the materials in your blog, like you said, free, which is the concepts, but you also offer workshops, don't you, and some training and virtual and online types of courses?
Yes, I do. We don't have anything scheduled yet for the rest of the year because it's conference season, as you know, Fred, so I'll be traveling to a lot of conferences, speaking at a lot of conferences. And then the first of the year, though, we are going to kick it up, and we will have monthly webinars. I do offer workshops at industry trade associations and for business development centers. But I also do some online free webinars too, and it's based on all the 4 spots. I have webinars and workshops for each of the 4 essential spots of small business marketing, and then a couple times a year I offer a full-day workshop where we go through all 4 spots all together and we build a complete marketing plan in one day.
Right, and you also do consultation for obviously small business environments and customer sets that, after they've looked at your concepts, say, you know what, I would like for you to help me build this marketing plan to be effective.
Yes, I do. I don't work with everybody, Fred. There's my criteria is this for clients that I work with. If you are an entrepreneur who owns and actively runs your own business, then I work with those type of clients. I don't work with just business managers. I don't work with entrepreneurs who passively own businesses. They may own several types of businesses and they have other people run them. I work with the entrepreneurs that actively run their own business because they have the authority to make the decisions necessary in the marketing plan. And there are tough decisions to make. Plus, the brand is always built on the entrepreneurial spirit of the business owner. And so the entrepreneur's personality comes out through the brand and through the business.
Okay, so you've got the concepts available for anybody to look at so they can understand what it is that you have to offer. You've got your consultation and you've got your workshops that you do in person. You also got your webinars that you're going to be providing, a lot of them fee and a lot of them free. And so basically what you are is a type of mentor or mastermind that can help you implement the plan, right?
Yes, and that's the way I look at it. I'm here preaching, you need a brand, you need a brand promise. My brand promise is that I empower you to change your status quo through marketing. And what empowerment means to me is 2 things. It's number 1, the knowledge you need to do effective marketing and the confidence you need. So I have the heart of a teacher, Fred, and so whenever I work with a entrepreneur at the same time that we're working to build their marketing plan, it's also like a course in marketing. I'm giving them a course in marketing. So we're not just saying, what's a good idea? What should go here? Let's fill in this blank. It's learning the concepts and the foundation. So when I work with a business, my goal is at the end of this, they know marketing. And so they, you know, they understand what marketing it is. They understand what branding is. They understand how to map out a customer experience, how to implement social media, what it means within the context of their marketing plan. And they know what you should advertise and, more importantly, why it should be done that way. So that's my brand, is empowerment through this knowledge and confidence that I work with when I work with entrepreneurs.
Okay, and for our listeners too, you also have a podcast that's a free podcast that gives different interviews in different areas of small business marketing, right?
Right. It's called Power to the Small Business. If you search Power to the Small Business, you can find it. You can go to powertothesmallbusiness.com. What I do is every 10 days to 2 weeks or so, I find what I call the brightest minds in marketing, and I pick their brains of marketing advice, but I look for guests that I think fit within the marketing circle of life, or the four-spot marketing model. And so I will look for guests in branding and experience and conversation and promotion. And my next episode, and I don't know when you'll publish this episode, Fred, or when people will listen to it, but my next episode has an entrepreneur as a guest, Megan Duckett of So What. If you go to sowhatinc.com, you'll see her website. She's a great lady and has a marketing mind, and as a marketer at heart. But yes, I have a marketing podcast called Power to the Small Business as a companion to the Marketing Spot blog.
Right, and maybe these listeners can then subscribe to that. It's on iTunes, I know. It's free.
Yes.
They can subscribe to it so that they can get the benefit of your discussions and getting the words, the concepts, and everything from people who are actually implementing them.
Yeah, more free stuff. You can subscribe to it in iTunes, and thank you, Fred, for being a subscriber. I know you are.
Okay. Now, before we leave, I wanted just to ask, all these entrepreneurs now, with this spinning around their mind, knowing that they've got what it takes to actually do real marketing, and it's not just fly-by-night tactics, like you said, and knowing all that they have to do to create a marketing plan and then implement it, what words of wisdom, final words of wisdom, could you tell someone, especially the poor entrepreneurs who've been laid off and feel that they have to go down this road only because they can't find a job and, you know, maybe they've never even had marketing, let alone run a small business? What words of wisdom can you give to them before we leave?
A couple of pieces of advice is that now is a great time to start a business. If you have the entrepreneurial spirit, you know, do it. It's tough. It's going to take, you know, it's not something that happens overnight, although there are those few gifted people who do make it happen overnight. But it is so rewarding, and you are in control of your own destiny. And you take control of your destiny. You take responsibility for everything, and it's your business. I started my business 8 years ago. I left a good-paying job as a sales rep. You know, the first 5 years of my business, I sacrificed lots of income, but I wouldn't give it back. You know, I wouldn't take this entrepreneurial experience away and go back to just being a sales rep again. Mm-hmm. But secondly, when you do start that business and then you look at this big landscape called marketing, it's too big. Don't look at it's marketing. I got to do marketing. Take it in bite-sized chunks. Start from the beginning, step by step, week by week, month by month, and it starts with branding. So don't start thinking about what advertising you're going to do. When I work with a new client, Fred, I often give them advice to stop all their marketing activity that they're currently doing right now, because probably they're wasting their money and it's not effective anyway. So just stop it. Let's go back to the beginning. Let's go back to your brand and just start there. So if you're an entrepreneur looking at this big landscape called marketing, take it piece by piece, bite by bite, chunk by chunk, and the first place you start is saying, what's my brand? And before that, you say, what's my promise? What promise am I making to people? And if you just take it like that, then eventually you'll have this really powerful marketing plan.
Wow. It reduces the intimidation that a lot of these people would have. I know. Good words of wisdom, and thank you very much, Jay. Now, if our listeners wanted to get in touch with you, how can they reach you, and where should they contact you?
Lots of places online you can reach me. If you go to themarketingspot.com, that's my company website, themarketingspot.com. I have full contact information right there. My email address, I'm almost available by email, is jay@themarketingspot.com. If you go to my blog, themarketingspotblog.com, you'll find my full contact information there also. And so I'm pretty easy. You can just Google The Marketing Spot or Google me, Jay Errett, which is spelled E-H-R-E-T. I'm easy to find.
Okay. Well, Jay, thank you very much for your conversation today and for enlightening us on what real marketing means for the entrepreneur, a lot more than just the marketing communications or the advertising or the slicks or the social media tools like Twitter, et cetera, that people think about. It really encompasses, especially like you said, the four spots that you deal with in these workshops and the way that you help entrepreneurs. So I'd like to thank you for your time today, especially for letting them know that you've got a lot of free material and the concepts that they need to actually go into, whether they're going to do it themselves or get some assistance from a pro like yourself.
Well, thank you, Fred, and thank you for taking the time in your podcast to do this, and thank you for the service that you do also with this podcast for entrepreneurs and bringing these resources to entrepreneurs. And I think, you know, what you're doing, what I'm doing, is also a lesson to the entrepreneurs listening to this show, listening to this podcast, is that don't always try to be selling people. Give people value. Give back before you try to get something. And I think in the long run, that's an excellent marketing strategy. And thank you, Fred, for doing that and also giving us this platform to do it, too.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jane. We'll be looking forward to your next podcast and your next blog post. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks, Fred.
You've been listening to The Struggling Entrepreneur at www.strugglingentrepreneur.com. Now, if you listen to this podcast episode through some click-to-play option, well, then thank you very much. But do consider subscribing to this podcast show series so that you can have all the future episodes delivered directly to you the moment that they're released. Until then, we'll see you next time. Podcast music provided by and licensed from MichaelandMike.com. Musicians, composers, and authors of soft jazz music. Future episodes of the Struggling Entrepreneur podcast will contain music from MichaelandMike.com under license.